When I was a little boy, I used to go to church, but that didn't mean that I was a born-again Christian. You see, there are some that are in ministry or in church or in youth groups or in a program, but that doesn't mean that they are true believers or they really believe in their heart. There are those who are Christian in name only, but their hearts are far from Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to be with you today, and we are in the book of Matthew in chapter 26. I'll read the 48th verse. It says, "Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast." We're talking about Judas Iscariot. That's right, the man who betrayed Jesus. But I want you to notice something about him that might compare to some today. And that is this, that Judas was near the Lord, yet he was so far away from him. I want you to think about that for a moment. Judas was in the presence of the Lord. He saw the mighty hand of God. He witnessed the miracles. He witnessed Jesus raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out devils, delivering those who were bound, cleansing the lepers, healing deaf ears. Yet he didn't believe, not totally, not really in his heart. And how many today have the opportunity to ask Jesus to come into their heart to be their Lord and their Savior, but in their heart they really don't believe? They have the opportunity to have their sins forgiven, to taste the heavenly gift. They have the opportunity to serve the Lord. They have the opportunity to do what is right, but many will lose their way because they do not believe in their heart. Jesus said this, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now, there may be many that are in ministry or in church or in youth groups or in programs, but that doesn't mean that they are true believers or that they really believe in their heart. There are those who are, you know, Christian in name only, but their hearts are far from him. You see, Judas messed up. He could have done what was right. He could have truly repented of his sins, but instead he regretted what he had done, but not enough to change. Matthew 27:3 says, "When he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders." See, Judas repented, but it wasn't true repentance. You know, there's being sorry for what we have done. There's being sorry for making a mistake. There's being sorry that we got caught. But that doesn't mean that one has truly repented in their heart enough to change. No, my friend, Judas learned that his sinful actions would lead to the death of Jesus. And this is true. And likewise, our actions inevitably affect others for good or for evil also. Many things we set in motion cannot be stopped, and their evil and destructive results will be experienced by us and others. It's of utmost importance to avoid all actions and plans that may have potentially harmful consequences. What you're doing may seem fun at the time, not realizing all those you may be hurting in the process. There are those who would rather choose to live for the pleasures of sin for a season. But can I say this, my beloved? The bee has a sting, the serpent has a bite, the fire has a burn, and a thorn bush has thorns. What may seem pleasurable may really turn out to be your destruction. Remember this, and perhaps you've heard this before, but sin will take you farther than you're willing to go. It will cost you more than you're willing to pay, and it'll keep you longer than you're willing to stay. My friend, I pray that you'll be very careful about decisions that we make and that we'll consider God in every decision and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let His Word be a lamp unto your feet.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.